small hole in the series, but I guess on the positive side, we've been here before, so we've seen this, but we can't keep playing with fire and dropping these game ones, which we've done, and all of a sudden you've thrown home ice advantage back at them. Now you've put pressure on yourself. You got to go win some games on the road, which you have to do anyway in the playoffs, but your margin for error just gets smaller and smaller. So we're really going to need a good effort tomorrow night.
John, what was your pre-practice message to your players after doing video talking?
That's probably for the room. We dissected the game a little bit last night, but just there were so many good things we've done in two rounds of hockey that I think if you bottled up all the bad things in those first 10 games, it would be about half of what we did in one game last night. And you fuel the fire of a good team. And that's what Washington is. And I thought a lot of their opportunities, we just handed to them. And a lot of our opportunities were snuffed out just by our not sticking to our plan of what's worked. And we got a little cute. We didn't shoot. We didn't gap. So many things we didn't do, and turned into a 4-2 loss. That's what you get. No, not really. You think about Washington last year, and think, when did they get knocked out? Game 7 against Pittsburgh. Like, they were that close to being, you know, right where we are now. And you could sit here and say, you know, just some breaks here and there just haven't gone their way. They, they're President's Trophy winners, you know, two of the last, you know, whatever years. They have a really good team, and they've always had a good team. They got a good decor back there. Holtby's obviously found his game, and he's as good as ever. And that forward group is you know, if there's anything, that they've added some probably youthful depth before, where they maybe had a little older depth, I guess. And it's really working for them. And there's, you know, there's a reason they've been on top of the standings, and they keep winning their division every year. They got a good squad. Now they're just applying it in the playoffs, and it's really working for them. Yeah, that'll be all right.
Is it a danger to dwell too much on a loss? You know what I mean?
To dwell on.
Yeah, you know, and be negative too much on a game like last night.
No. The one thing you gotta remember, this isn't. It's not the NCAA basketball tournament. It's not one and done. It's a best of seven, and so you know, you get a chance to make some adjustments to you know, work on improve your game and really get a look at the other team. And I think that's the one thing for us is some of these game ones. You know, you're playing a new opponent. You play a different style. Now you got to make adjustments. But it's rare that there's sweeps in NHL playoffs, and you have to, you know, go back to your roots of what's worked, and it's hard to play flawless hockey all the way through. Just look at all these playoff series and different swings in games, and you know, how do you explain Vegas beating San Jose 7-0 and then San Jose coming back winning the next night? That's how it goes sometimes. We just got to make sure that, you know, we can bounce back, but we're not dwelling on the negative. It is after this practice, the page has been turned and it's game on.
Thank you.